Oh, and then they should put odds on it, and we could actually bet on it because I am getting like a rash because I can't gamble right now. I need something. I don't know if that's from the non-gambling or not. But
yeah, I think you may want to go to the doctor. Yeah. Don't tell Sessa you got it from gambling.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things power trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
All right, welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host, Chuck.
And I am Quotes, Dave.
All right, and Dave, do you like the NFL draft?
I love the NFL draft, Chuck.
Dave, do you like gambling?
I couldn't love it anymore.
Dave, do you think you would like gambling on the NFL draft?
I think, what is it? I can't control my horny level. Yes, yes. Tell me more.
Well,
tell
you are more. You are in luck, because I think for our listeners, we are going to do the NFL draft pool. So I won't go over all the rules here, but basically you're going to be picking all 32 spots, 1 to 32 of the first round. We got a scoring system. We got a couple tiebreakers and stuff like that. $10 a person. You know, if you want in, email me, powertripbets@gmail.com. We're going to keep it small. I'm not going to put the link out there on Twitter because I don't want a bunch of randoms that aren't going to pay because, you know, we're on the honor system here. It's cool to pay. So email me if you want in, and I will email you the link to fill out your picks. Like I said, 10 bucks a pop, just real more for fun, something to follow along with on draft night. And for our Patreon users, I will post the link there on our Patreon site, so you don't have to worry about bothering me with an email. You'll have the link if you want to participate. So you don't pay me, you pay the winner at the end. So this will just, you know, be a very direct system, but it should be
right,
fun.
What could go wrong?
Should be a lot of fun. We've got, you know, like Charge was saying today, like even the top experts usually only get 5, 6, or 7 right in the first round. So it'll be fun to see what the Rubes can do and see if we have any like draft geniuses among the listeners. So yeah, that'll be fun. Draft, of course, is a week from Thursday night. That would be Thursday the 23rd. So you'll have until like an hour before the draft to get your picks in. So yeah, just hit me up if you're interested. Speaking of the Patreon people, we got a couple shout outs, and normally what I've been doing is I've kind of been doing these in like reverse order. So like the oldest ones that came in, I was doing the shout outs and, you know, trying to get caught up. But this week we had a couple interesting Patreons come in. So I'm going to do the shout outs for the couple that came in this week. And, first up was a very, very, interesting name. And, I think she's from the South. Because her name is Dixie Normus. So it's good to know that that we have female fans, and especially Southern female fans. So, Dixie, thank you so much for being a patron. The other one, he specifically mentioned that he did not want a shout-out by name. He simply wanted us to mention how delicious Cheddar Bay biscuits are.
Wow.
Now, that's a listener's... Yes, that is. That's a listener that completely gets the bit, right? So, yes, Cheddar Bay biscuits are amazing. I made some last weekend, and they're genius. And I keep getting all the emails from Red Lobster about doing carryout and everything, and they're definitely promoting the Cheddar Bay biscuits because they always say, like, hey, you can get 6 extra biscuits with your first carryout order and everything. So, yeah, it's a... I could go for a few right now, but
do you think Tommy spells it B A Y or B A E?
That'd be interesting. You know, a power trip spelling bee would be absolutely genius, because you could, you know, you could throw out you could throw out lots of different things for sauce. You could throw out lots of different things for Tommers, and yeah, hockey, all you'd have to do is throw out basketball player names. That would be easy enough. So lots of options there. It'd be fun to have a power trip spelling bee someday. But in the meantime, we will do our regular show with a bets update, a quotes update, your thoughts. We're going to drop a power trip in a minute that we did today. And really fun, we're popping Tommy's cherry tonight. So, yeah,
hello.
Tommy just mentioned that it was his 6-year anniversary on the power trip. And we were originally going to do this episode a little while back, and then Power Trip Initials blew it. Just kidding, Power Trip Initials, we love you. And he sent the audio to the guys, and they played some of the clips on the air right around the same time we were going to do this episode. So, but it works out, because we'll do it to celebrate Tommy's 6th anniversary. We'll play some of the clips from Tommy's very first appearance on the Power Trip. It was a whole lot of fun. So now we've got quotes, notes, and we'll re-ask our trivia questions. You'll need to get your answers in by next week. But we'll start, as always, with the bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Dildos are not essential items.
I had to keep that intro. I love it.
Love me some dildos.
All right, so no new bets from the guys this week. We're still in the abyss. Hopefully we're getting closer to some actual real sports, with the Colonial announcing that they're going to be firing up in June, and it sounds like the guys will bet that just like a major. So it'll be something on the horizon to look forward to in the Power Trip Betland. But in the meantime, one of the cool things that happened this week was the sportsbook betonline.ag released lines for every NFL game this year. Now, we don't have the schedule yet, so we don't know what order these games are going to be in. But, of course, we know all the Vikings' opponents for 2020. And they release lines for every single game. I thought it was really, really interesting to look at and break down a little bit. We're not going to go through every game, but Dave, I'm going to throw a few of these out here that that caught my eye. The first thing that you notice when you break down between home and away is that the Vikings are favored in every single home game, and the range goes from the lowest favored points that the Vikings are in 2020 at home is 2.5 versus Dallas and Dak Prescott and his house party. The biggest spread is 11 versus Jacksonville. Now, I know it's the offseason. Jacksonville's unloaded some stuff. We haven't even hit the draft yet. Would you give up 11 points to the Jacksonville Jaguars on April, as we record this, April 15th, 2020?
Boy, I don't know. I don't think that the Jags are going to improve enough. And I guess I don't know that the Vikings will improve enough either. That's too many points, honestly. Even at home, where the Vikings are super strong ATS, I would still probably take the Jags plus 11.5.
Yeah, I think I would lean that way too. It's a lot of points with a lot of unknowns. And you have, you have no idea when in the season these are going to fall, because even, you know, what happens week 1 and 2 in the NFL a lot of times looks completely different than what happens, you know, weeks 15, 16, and 17. So,
right.
You know, one team could be really hot at one point and another team could be really off. So it's really hard to know. So, yeah, I think I'd agree with you, and I think I would be on the side of the Jaguars with that one.
Well, and it's like I still have that in the back of my head when the Vikings were 17.5 point favorites 2 years ago against the Bills and just got absolutely like swallowed. Like it wasn't even a contest. Like for some reason, every home game that I look at the line for the Vikings, I always think of that game.
Yeah, that was a massive, massive collapse, to say the least. Now, when you look at the away games, it's interesting because the Vikings are favored in one. They're -2 at Detroit. They're even at Houston and Chicago. And then they're only underdogs in 5 games. And those are at Green Bay, New Orleans, Indianapolis, Seattle, and Tampa. The worst of those is they're +6 at New Orleans. Every other game, they're no more than a 3-point underdog. So, you know, I think that's pretty interesting that Las Vegas, or at least this website, thinks the Vikings are going to be within a field goal in 15 out of their 16 games. I'm a Viking fan. I think that's way, way too optimistic. How about let's pick out the old Tampa game with old Tom Brady and all his stupid names that he's trying to trademark with the city of Tampa. Vikings are +3 at Tampa. Where do you go on that one?
Man, I feel like Brady in Tampa is such a trap, but he's got so many weapons. I'll tell you what, I would take the over in that game.
Yeah.
For sure. Boy, I'd probably go with the home team. I would take the Bucs -3.
Yeah, I think I would too. I think one of the keys with that game is going to be when it's played. You know, if that's right. If that's a primetime game, that's going to be maybe a little bit of a tricky spot. We'll see. I don't know how many primetime games the Vikings will get this year. You know, in terms of home games, it's looking, you know, it's not a great home schedule in terms of opponents. I think Green Bay and Dallas are about the only two shots at a national game at home. On the road, you know, you got Tampa, the Seattle, the New Orleans, you know, Green Bay, and a lot of times we get Chicago on the Monday night game. So, you know, five opportunities for nationally televised games on the road. So that game very well could be won because, you know, Tampa's going to get a lot of primetime coverage, and we know the Vikings track record in primetime. So again, we're in agreement here. I think we're elite 2020 prognosticating minds, and the season, we still haven't had the draft.
Yeah, I think we have it all figured out. I mean, I've been betting the Sim Madden 20 games, so I feel like I've got everything figured out right now.
We're good to go. All right, well, that will do it for the bets update. It's time for your quotes of the week.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Dildos? No.
All right, friends. It's time for the quotes of the week. And we will start. This is the first time we've ever done this. But there were two honorable mention quotes, albeit they were both taken out of context. But let's all put on our pretending hats here. And let's get started with the first one is Ben Lieber from Monday's After Party podcast.
Walked away, I think, almost disappointed that I've waited 41 years of my life and it was over in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I just...
So, obviously, that is out of context because if we were talking about Ben waiting 41 years to have sex, there's no way that would be possible because every lady on the earth wants to have sex with Ben Lieber.
And half the guys at KFan.
True. True as well. All right. Next honorable mention goes to Corey Cove from Tuesday's show.
Can I blow Zach and Sauce? Can I blow Zach and Sauce?
I tried to superimpose the audio there and get like one of the slow mos. Like I tried to blow Corey and Sauce. Really zoom that one out, but yeah, I thought those were funny and should be included. Maybe those are button bars too.
Yeah, I know. Although the fact that Corey has a button bar and Sauce does it, I don't think he's gonna go for that one.
Would make for a good one. Anyways, I'll leave that to Button Bar. It's time to get to the meat here. Time for the entrees, the main course. At number three, it's an audiobook author, and it's Chris Hockey.
I don't think I've heard humping around in 25 years.
Yeah.
Neither is Sauce.
Shut up!
Man, I don't know if it's since the... Obviously, they always make fun of Sauce, but ever since the whole Corey Sources thing started... they've been picking on him a little extra lately, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
But I mean, it makes it entertaining, but he's about ready to burst out and have a Johnny Rage moment here.
I like it when he gets a little bit ragey at it. So definitely is a good thing. He's kind of like to the point where Mark Rosen was when people were yelling, "I like the Alaskan pipeline" at him in public. So.
Right, I thought Andy from Andover was going to push Sauce off the edge, but kept his composure. All right, next up, at number two this week, it's former Pillow user Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
The mix, you helped cause the data to skyrocket.
I put a lot of weed dealers' kids through college.
Exactly.
I would wear a t-shirt that said that.
Reminds me of the vendor at the baseball stadium on The Simpsons when Homer was ordering everything and he goes, "Lady, he's putting my kids through college."
Genius. Love The Simpsons. That was good. Well, we saved the best for last. And at number one this week, it's the host of the Initials game, which is now available on Kickstarter.com. It's the fans, Corey Cove.
It's just to give us a small fix.
Yeah.
I miss gambling more than I miss my extended family. Yeah.
I figured you would love that for sure, Chuck.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Lots of pining for gambling. Tommy had it in our liner this week, and now Corey's got the quote of the week.
All right, and that will do it for the quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week in Your Thoughts, we're going to do Power Trip in a Minute, Tommy's first episode, and quotes, notes. So we do Power Trip in a Minute every day for our Patreon users. We had fun with it today, so we thought we'd just drop it in for you. So here is Power Trip in a Minute from April 15th, 2020. Welcome to Power Trip in a Minute, where our goal is to finish before Sauce does.
In a few minutes, bitch.
Today is Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. This is normally tax day, but enjoy the 3 months. Take it away, Dave.
Denver Broncos linebacker Von Miller got a tattoo on his waist that says Sackmaster. According to my sources, Hockey's sister has a similar tattoo that says Suckmaster.
The Las Vegas Raiders are dealing with delays on the construction of their new stadium. They could save plenty of time by removing the Raiders' end zone.
Meat Sauce claims that Rubes send him nudes every day. All I have to say about that is, lucky!
NFL draft expert Martin Moischew joined to share his mock draft. His appearance was sponsored by Copenhagen.
The Cleveland Browns are releasing their new uniforms today. I'll give you one hint. They're in Dwight Hockey's favorite color.
Kirk Cousins says it might be refreshing to play in front of no fans. The people who respond to him on Twitter are already season ticket holders.
Hawk claims that Bull is the best show on TV right now. But please consider this is coming from someone who thought that Suicide Squad was going to be the highest grossing film of all time.
Chris said he was attracted to a picture of Marnie as a guy. Considering he aggressively attempted to take upskirt photos of Corey Cove when he cross-dressed at the Mall of America, this comes as absolutely zero surprise to the listeners.
At the start of her career, Marnie Gellner said that a lady called into the station and told her how much she hated her on TV. If she thought that was bad, she should have heard what Rosen said about her.
Marnie wants a new name for her weekly segment. Is there any chance that we can get Gellner's glory hole past the censors? Thanks for listening. You guys have a great night. All right. Well, next up, Tommy celebrated his 6-year anniversary on the Power Trip. So we're going back down memory lane we go to 2014 when Tommy made his very first appearance on the Power Trip. Pulled a bunch of audio clips from that memorable day. And, you know, it was definitely one of those times where, you know, you just figured it was another guy. You know, every once in a while they'd have Gophers on from time to time or a random Vikings player or something. And, you know, at the time, I don't think anybody foresaw what was going to happen with Tommy Olsen's career on the Power Trip. But it's fun to listen to and see the things that, you know, you kind of see early, and some of the things are quite a bit different. So here's the very first time Tommy cracked the airwaves on the Power Trip.
Our brand new friend, Tommy Olsen, is in studio with us. Hi, Tommy.
Tommy Olsen. Hey, how you guys doing? Tommy,
what's up, buddy?
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, was that Tommy Olsen or Sylvester Stallone? Holy crap, that voice was deep.
Oh, he sounds like a country and western music superstar.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'll be back.
Yeah, he's like cleaning out his belly button. Hey, how you fellas doing?
Oh, yeah. I was like, when I was first playing back the clip, I was like, holy crap, that doesn't sound like him at all. But of course, you got to remember, Tommy was in his prime football years then, so he was carrying more weight at the time. It was before he lost all the weight. And I legitimately think that accounts for a lot of the difference in the voice. So it's,
yeah, you can hear the 320 on his voice.
Definitely can. Now, we love that, and so Tommy's first minute on the Power Trip definitely was a foreshadowing of things to come.
Yeah, my mom grew up in Matamidi, Minnesota.
That's why we grew up there, and I have a brother who just graduated recently from Minnesota, and he just recently lost 75 pounds, and he's feeling really good.
Whoa, he went Matt Burke on it, apparently.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did he do it?
Just eating right. It just pretty much fell off of him.
It's 400 calories a day?
Yeah. Walking
6 miles a day?
Yeah, no bread. He's struggling. No.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, man.
Yeah.
That's the best.
So if you're keeping track at home, it took Tommy Olsen exactly 38 seconds to mention Eddie.
Great guy, Eddie Olsen.
And I still think I would, if I was setting a line, that would probably have been about it, right? Over under 37 and a half seconds for him mention Eddie.
Yeah, that was a sucker bet.
Absolutely. Oh, so some things change, some things stay the same, as we found. He loves talking about his brother, and he liked to talk about what he does to his brother.
But do you taunt him and say, "Oh, this bread is amazing, Ed. This bread is fantastic."
Yeah, last night I came home from Five Guys actually with a burger and a hot dog, and he was up having like a protein shake or something, and I just came and just mauled the burger right in front of him.
Yeah, that's not fair.
That definitely sounds like Tommy, right?
Yes. Just fat and stoned and like a little sleepy.
Oh, so I love it. Yeah, because, you know, and eating. And see, that's the thing. Like, Tommy is just, you know, svelte now. Awesome looking dude and everything. What I love is that the appetite has not changed, though, because he still has his gigantic orders, his Taco Bell orders, his Burger King orders that he loves, everything. So
Tommy Olsen's heart is 400 pounds.
Absolutely. Aren't we all? I mean, seriously. But it's awesome to look like that and still have that same appetite. That's absolutely brilliant. And Chris did ask him about his weight.
You're 6'4", 301, according to this page I'm looking at. Is that accurate still?
I gained about 5 pounds. I'm about 306, 307, yeah.
Now, this is one of the absolute biggest misses in the history of the power trip, because you absolutely should have heard this.
That's a huge bitch!
I love that button.
I know! Every time Corey hits that one, it's well placed. In fact, the other day he so badly wanted to hit it, he like put the show on pause for about 15 seconds so he could find the button to play it.
If there's ever a time I can use this button, it's right now.
I was like, I can't let this opportunity go by. So, I would have played the old. It's a huge bitch. That's a huge bitch button. But Tommy, he definitely, it was funny because you could already see some of the crazy stories and some of the inklings on it. And then there's some things where he tried to seem a little bit more normal.
They always say that old linemen are like the weird ones on the team. Would you find, was that accurate?
Yeah, you know, I would say that, group? But we're trying to break the mold with this team, you know, because like...
So we're trying to break the mold of the crazy offensive lineman. Now, keep in mind, at the time he's saying this, we have no idea that he wipes back to front, pees in the shower, does the Zamboni move. I mean, thank you for setting the standard high for normal, Tom.
Yeah. What is everyone else? What are the other Big Ten offensive linemen doing? They're bringing down the stereotype.
I'm guessing none of the Gophers offensive linemen from like the last 15 years ever. I think they all poo bear it. I don't think any of them wears underwear to bed. So that's just that's my feeling based on what we know out of Tommy, and presumably Tommy and Eddie are the same person. So I think given that small sample size, we could make some big extrapolations into all of the Gophers offensive linemen.
Oh, yes.
Well, we got to learn a little bit about Tommy's musical interests in that very first appearance, and it started like this.
But I'm actually into hip-hop and all that stuff, so...
What are you listening to? Don't say Drake.
I was actually just about to say Drake.
No! Well, Tommy, this interview's over.
Good luck. We thoroughly enjoyed having you on. Good luck next season. We will not be talking to you down the road.
Yeah, well, my dad is a huge Earth, Wind & Fire, like Marvin Gaye guy growing up. So, okay. Like that.
Okay. So
that,
naturally, you transitioned to Drake.
It's a kind of
same thing. Sure.
Yeah, right. I compare.
One has talent ability, and the other one's named Drake.
Oh, I love when Corey rips on Drake. That's like, that's, yes. I love that. Yep. Absolutely brilliant. So yeah, Tommy almost ended his power trip career in about 4 minutes by bringing up the fact that he loves Drake.
Oh, it is fun to listen back to that because you can tell right away he's just got a little spark that interests the guys. They really, you know, they really seemed interested in Tommy even at that first interview.
Absolutely, yeah. He made a great first impression. Definitely the case. So, you know, he mentioned too that he liked a little bit of the country vibe, and this is part of what they played on the power trip a few weeks ago, but I just gotta play it again.
You're gonna sing right over the top of Garth.
Let me get a little line or two for
Tommy
you.
Tommy Olsen of the Golden Gopher football team, singing Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. Go!
Living all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie fair.
It's not bad. It's pretty good. Quite good. Keep going.
Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there.
Beautiful.
Wow. Solid.
I think that's enough. No, I think we've embarrassed him enough for his first
interview. Can we at least wait until the chorus?
Yeah, we can.
Sauce, can you help him out?
I think we should all sing.
Tommy Olsen
said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
That is awesome. I love that that's his very first appearance and he's singing that. And really doing pretty darn good at it, honestly.
Oh, man. That is, he sounds sexy. I mean, his voice at that weight just sounds so good. I mean, holy shit. He could actually be a country music superstar.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and of course it's radio, so it's theater of the mind. So you've got your own visuals as to what's going on there. But we actually got to see Tommy sing Friends in Low Places a couple years later, famously captured on video. And, that intense stare at Chris Hockey from a very uncomfortably close distance. That's what I have in my mind every time I hear that song. So.
Yeah, and him stealing the chicken patty out of Chris's chicken sandwich and without him knowing.
Well, the show was going good, and I think we were getting our first glimpses that maybe Tommy was going to be a future radio star.
What are you majoring in?
Communications.
Is that right?
Right.
Oh,
so you're using us to get your foot in the door.
That's a good idea.
That's what we're giving you credit for. That's brilliant.
Thank you.
Is it weird that, like, yesterday you were catching your first kickoff against USC, and now you're thinking about your life after football, apparently, to work in the radio station?
Yeah, speaking of that, that was probably the most nerve-wracking moment of my entire life.
When you noticed that the ball was coming towards you at the Los Angeles Coliseum, and you're a true freshman?
Yes.
Jerry Kill's first game?
Right. I mean, everything was adding up at that time.
Ran that back for a touchdown, if I remember.
You're right. Deion Sanders high stepped into the end zone. I remember that.
That's what I remember, too, yeah.
So yeah, he communication major. He already had being on the K-Fan in mind. They accused him of using them.
So funny thing about that kickoff return is I remember it like it was yesterday, because in my college house at St. Cloud State, four of my roommates graduated from Mata Medi just a couple years ahead of Tommy. And we were all watching that game late at night. I think it was like a 9 or 10 o'clock kickoff. And my buddy just goes, "Oh my God, Tommy's got the fucking ball." And he like got it on the kickoff. So like, I'll never, even, you know, years before I even knew who Tommy Olsen was, they're just like, you know, "This is Tommy. You don't know him, but he's hilarious. And he just got the kickoff." So that always brings me back. So that was really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, I do remember that play because I remember that game, and I was like, yeah, it always makes me nervous when somebody other than the return man for my team is carrying the ball, and I'm just always like, please don't fumble. But it's it's always good to see those bigger guys get their hands on the ball and run a little bit. So yeah, way to go, Tommers. All right, well, speaking of his football career, one of the things that did change, now remember this interview was entering Tommy's senior year, One of the things that did change was Tommy's outlook on the NFL.
Do you have prospects for after college? Do you think you're thinking about pro football at all, or are you not even considering that?
No, I'm giving it a shot. You know, I'm going to work out, do the pro day thing. I'll try my best and see how it goes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you've dreamed of your whole life or not?
Yeah, actually, growing up, like, we wrote a sixth grade letter to our senior year selves, and I said in the letter, I want to be a Baltimore Raven. I don't know why, but
really,
it
worked for Colin Kaepernick. Right, remember he wrote that letter that everybody nailed into the ground that he wanted to be a Packer or a Niner.
Yeah,
he's a Niner.
A Niner.
You want to be a Raven?
Well, I was a big Raven fan. Well, that's when the Ravens won the Super Bowl with Ray Lewis, and I was obsessed.
2000 bandwagon.
Yeah, big bandwagon guy.
So a little bit changed because obviously after his senior year, he's said since then that he did not want to pursue the NFL, that he was happy with his football career and was happy to end it as a Gopher. And, you know, that gets brought up from time to time on the show. Somebody will mention it or say something about it. And he definitely has been consistent with that, you know, where he's like, nope, that's how I wanted to end my career. And I'm happy with it. No regrets, no looking back. So something changed there, but maybe it was just, you know, being a senior and kind of, you know, because he's so close with the Gopher football program. You know, his dad played there, his brother played there, and maybe he just felt like that was what he wanted to do. So definitely different than what we hear now.
For sure, yeah. His outlook changed somewhere in there, but you know, that is the only time that Tommy Olsen will be compared to Colin Kaepernick ever is in that segment there.
Yeah, that's probably definitely the case. All right. Well, they asked Tommy about nicknames, and he threw one out that I had forgotten about.
What's your best nickname? Do you have multiple ones?
I used to, but I don't know. Like, I guess my AI. You guys remember instant messaging?
Yeah. Of course, we grew up in the 90s. Yeah.
But do you guys remember G-Unit, like 50 Cent?
Yes.
Yeah. So you interviewed G-Unit.
I was T-Unit, so that was way back in the day.
T-Unit. I can see why that's no longer your nickname.
Right.
Good decision. Yeah, right. I'd go with rubber band bracelet.
Right. Yeah, right.
So, yes, T-Unit. I guess I had forgotten that was one of Tommer's old nicknames.
Yeah, and little did they know that he would, you know, create so many other nicknames for his friends and his brother. I think Eddie has about five or six nicknames himself. He's kind of the Smitty of Tommy's friends.
I love the other week on Tommy's Takes, he had to give an update on Schmoll and what Schmoll was up to.
Yeah. It's like, who the hell is Schmoll? Is Schmoll Eddie and EO or Ed or E or, you know, I know.
You know, I would add that to, you know, because we have on the wiki page, the Power Trip wiki, the all of, you know, some of the Sauce's friends' nicknames. We've got a bunch of that broken down. You know, it's almost to the point where we need to add a page for Tommy Olsen's friends' nicknames. But to be honest with you, I'm thoroughly confused what they are. Like, Sauce is at least, you know, he'll explain them a little bit. And it's like, okay, I've heard that one, and that's this person, and blah, blah, blah. But with Tommy, I'm thoroughly confused who's who in Tommy's life.
Right. Like, Raunch is like a nickname of another nickname from a guy whose actual name has nothing to do with R, the letter R, or Raunch, or Raunchy, or, you know, there's no lineage to trace this back to, so it's a complete shot in the dark.
Oh, absolutely. So, yes, it'll perhaps remain a mystery. If anybody wants to take on that challenge, feel free to create that page out on the wiki, and we will be forever grateful, because we have no clue, so... All right, well, my last clip that I have, you know, they were just kind of saying goodbye to Tommy, but leaving the door open, that's for sure.
Well, this has been an absolute pleasure, Tommy.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I look forward to coming back.
You fit right in, I think.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Maybe next time have a couple more karaoke songs.
Yeah, I'll get a bigger set list, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you work with Sauce? You guys can do some duets.
Sure. Yeah, and,
I'll send you a list.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're really. I'm guessing you're very excited about Saturday's spring game.
Yeah, it should be a great time. Spring game's always fun, and then just wrapping up spring ball, getting back to working out, it'll be a good transition. I can't wait.
Sweet. All right, Tommy, we'll have you back in soon, okay?
Thanks a lot for having me.
There he goes, Tommy Olsen of the Golden Gopher football team. We'll talk to Mark Rosen in the next segment.
So yeah, so they definitely liked him because the Corey was saying we're definitely gonna have you back. So Tommy really hasn't he's had brief periods where he wasn't on the show, you know, brief little hiatuses there, but he's pretty much been a consistent presence for the last 6 years.
Yeah, I think the new variable of his new full-time job, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, he had to miss his regular Thursday appearance for, you know, new big boy job. So I hope this new job doesn't kind of interfere with his appearances, because it's been an absolute treat to have him, to listen to him on the air on Thursdays for the last 6 years. And I think he really fills in a hole. And there's a lot of young listeners to the Power Trip, and I think he really connects with a lot of us dumb young kids. So I love Tommy.
And he still connects with some of us older dumb people as well. Right. So his appeal is universal to us idiots out there. All right. Well, that was a blast. What's not quite so fun is quotes notes, and I've got your open.
It's quotes notes, getting down for quotes notes. Everybody's looking forward to the fart jokes, quotes notes, getting down for quotes notes. Everybody's looking forward to try to hear me read, stumbling, fumbling, dumb, dumb, looking forward to the quotes notes.
Was that awful Friday song?
Yeah, Rebecca Black, hello.
Oh my god. You know what? I will give you a spectacle of credit. Your song is better than hers.
Oh, well, thank you. I even added some, you know, the fart noises were timed in there perfectly. So if anything, that was worth it.
All right, well, what do you got for us?
All right, I'm ready to stumble and fumble here. First one I had, they talked about if you could only save or have three chips for the rest of your life, what would they be? Personally, I would go garden salsa sun chips, baked barbecue lays, shout out Corey Cove, and the Old Dutch kettle chips jalapeno flavor. What would you save, Chuck?
I would do, and it really doesn't matter the brand. I love sea salt chips, so Kettle has sea salt chips. A few other companies do too. They're all about the same to me, so definitely sea salt chips. And then I'm very simple. I would go Cool Ranch Doritos, and then yes, like those like hot, like they've gone by different names, but like I think they're just like the Doritos Jacked, like the peppery yeah ones. So yeah, those are I'm a big Doritos guy. My son loves like the he calls them blue Doritos, and whenever we stop in yeah a gas station on our way up to Minnesota, he is begging for a bag of blue Doritos, and I usually cave.
Oh. Oh, I'm definitely calling Cool Ranch Blue Doritos now. That's very catchy.
Oh, yeah.
Next one I had, Chris talked about going to Pancheros a lot over the last couple of weeks. I've said it once and I'll say it again. Pancheros blows the doors off of Chipotle. It's no contest. My absolute favorite fast casual restaurant.
Yeah, I still have not had it because we don't have it around here. But I will give you guys a listener tip since we've been in the quarantine state. I did the Qdoba family plan where they give you like this giant tray of, you know, grilled chicken. You can also get the steak, but we did the chicken, and they give you a huge tray of rice, of black beans, you know, a couple different like the queso. They give you chips, a couple different kinds of salsa. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff. You could probably make about 7 or 8 burritos, and I think it was like $35. So
jeez, that's cheap.
I love Qdoba, and that is an awesome, awesome value. We ate it for like 3 days. It was brilliant.
Damn, I got a gift card too. Gotta get on that.
Get there.
All right. Next up, Corey was playing some bangers from Bobby Brown the other day.
Yeah.
Sucks that he was such a piece of shit as a person, because my God, does he have some absolute cripplers.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people, you know, there's always that discussion with, well, you know, can you like Michael Jackson's music because he was such an awful person, that sort of thing. And, you know, I mean, I like a lot of Michael Jackson songs, but Bobby Brown is that artist for me where it's like it's hard to differentiate between the music and the person because, you know, he was just trash as a person. But, man, he's had some bangers. And I love that Hawk was singing along with that. And I even made a note on Twitter that, you know, this is the song that Bobby Brown or that Chris was singing of Bobby Brown, because I know in like 5 months, everybody's going to forget and they're going to be like, what was that song that Chris knew all the lyrics to and blah, blah, blah. It was Bobby Brown, Don't Be Cruel. And he nailed it, man.
Yeah, I got it marked down in my notes too to refer back to. So we'll have to put a running list on the Power Trip Wiki. All right, next up, hockey's bit from Wednesday, of NFL draft expert Martin Moistchew was so freaking genius. I loved it so much. So many things about it that I liked. I did like that he kept calling Corey by the wrong name, and,
yep.
And kept asking Meat Sauce to speak more clearly. And the names were ridiculous. I did put out a graphic of all the picks in the colleges and just how tried to highlight how ridiculous it was. But man, that's that'll be one to remember for 5 years down the road to flash back to.
Yeah, the names are good. You know, they were the typical over the top kind of ridiculous names and stuff like that. But like you said, the thing I loved the most was his attitude, the way he was just throwing sass at Corey and Sauce. It was fantastic.
Yes, yes. All right. Next, I had kind of going with the mock draft theme. The Rube calls to vote on what Sauce's new story. Andy from Andover, who basically destroyed Sauce and Lieber's mock draft podcast, which I actually thought was pretty good. I listened to it myself, and it's as good as any draft analysis that I've listened to lately. So, but I thought that was kind of a notable moment from this last week.
Yeah. Andy from Andover. And it sounds made up, too, doesn't it?
It does.
It sounds like Brooke from Brooklyn Park or something. You know, it's just a made-up name. So, yeah, Andy, you can pound sand.
Yeah, it was probably Swedberg or something. We all know there's nothing to bet on right now, but I have been betting NFL and MLB simulations from MLB 2K20 and NFL Madden 20. And there's a live stream that puts it out on Twitch. It's called Primetime Action. And they play like 4 games a day. And I've been betting on it and killing it. I was 8-1 awesome. Tonight.
Nice.
So there's no March Madness this year, but I'm cleaning up on what I'm calling Sim City.
Sim City. Beautiful.
Last one I have. Hawk said that he started watching a show called What We Do in the Shadows. I'm sure a lot of people haven't watched it, but the people who have watched it, it is absolutely hilarious. So they're like vampires, and my God, just watch it. Just go out there and watch it. I forget what network. I think it's on Hulu. But I know if all three of those guys watched the whole first season, it would be like a Tiger King type thing. Like that's all they would talk about and quote. Like it's that funny.
All right, you know my official position on bats, and bats are the reason we're all sitting at home and not out betting on stuff and in Vegas. So, I give a hard veto to this show on principle alone.
Okay, that's fair. All right, that's all I got.
All right, well, we will recap our trivia question that we asked last week. We've gotten a few answers in so far, but you can also get in on the fun if you know what song did Chris Hockey sing when he auditioned for Star Search. So if you know the answer to that, email powertripbets@gmail.com with your answer, and maybe you will be the winner of a free drink that may get paid sometime in the next 5 years. So we can only hope, right? So, but yes, things are slowly getting scheduled. There's some optimism out there, and it sounds like a lot of the sports leagues are eager to get going without fans, which is perfectly fine with me. I really don't care. In fact, what I thought they should do you know, they publish the stats every day of the number of people that have recovered from the coronavirus. They should give those people, like, those should be the designated fans, because they can't infect anybody and they've already had the virus. They should just, like, fly those people all over the place to, like, the bigger events, give them free tickets, pack the stands. They're just like, you know, they're like your studio audience, and that's all they do is they go to all these events, fill in the fans, and make it a good product on TV. So there's my million-dollar idea, and a nice tip of the hat to them for, you know, getting through and managing to overcome the coronavirus. So, hey, I think that's a million-dollar idea, but I'm not putting up the million, that's for sure.
I like it.
All right, well, that will do it for this week's show. Dave, where can they find you at in the meantime?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
All right, and I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. And a reminder, if you want to get in on the NFL draft pool, it's only $10. Email PowerTripBets@gmail.com, and I will send you the link, and you can prove what a draft expert you are. Thanks for listening. We will see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. As long as you keep on giving.